WRP. MK1CJW. That's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Rowan and Pickens, negative, negative, and a very good evening to all.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Rowan and Pickens, K1CJW. Thank you so much for stopping by tonight. Mr. Rowan, I do enjoy hearing you check in. Hope you are well. All right, we're going to move it on up to the big group, all the way through the alphabet. Any station wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
4RYP. Diana, everyone on the net, this is November 4, Hotel, Hotel Charlie, in 4HHC, Warren, we're mobile, and Greer, negative and negative tonight.
RYP. Ronnie in Etowah, negative traffic.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome N4HHC, Mr. Warren, who's mobile and around in Greer. You be safe out there, Mr. Warren. I appreciate you checking in with us tonight. And next, Mr. Ronnie in Etowah, K2SST. Thank you for stopping by tonight. Mr. Ronnie, I hope you are doing well. Any stations wishing to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4RYP.
Please check in by telephone to A5WLF.
Go ahead with your relay, please.
Roger, check in. WD4DYH, Johnny Allison. His father's a silent key. Kilo 4SUG, Ray Allison.
4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome WD4DHY, Mr. Johnny, up in Traveler's Rest. And he is honoring his by telephone relay, and he is honoring his dad, Ray Allison, who is a silent key. Thank you so much for relaying Mr. Johnny in tonight. Any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Great to hear you tonight. This is KI4DTY, Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee. This is Daniel N. Taylor's.
KO4RYP for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Daniel and Taylor's KI4DTY. Thank you so much tonight, Mr. Daniel, for checking in. I appreciate that. All right, Mr. Daniel made 97 check-ins, so we need 3 more check-ins to get to 100. So I'm going to go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net. While I'm doing that, everybody, get on the phone to your friends who have not checked in and tell them that we need 3 more check-ins to make 100 tonight. This is KO4RYP now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. All right, first up on my list is Mr. Chan in Easley, KO4WWZ. Mr. Chan, how are you tonight, sir?
I'm doing all right, Miss Hannah, KO4WWZ, and if you want from my list 3 call signs and a name, I can give you 3 call signs and a name, and I can get you to 100. If you want to wait for other stations, I can do that.
Ken, I appreciate that very much. I'm going to see if I can make it all the way to 100 on my own tonight, but thank you very much for the offer. I appreciate it. I hope you are doing well. And I appreciate your help in getting us to 100 tonight. So, are things going all right for you?
They are going okay. It's hot outside and all that, but that's going to be normal anyway. I'm studying for my general, and I'm trying to save up for the ICOM 7100. So, if I can achieve getting a 7100, I'll be happy, because then I can get on HS.
That general exam is no joke. I have not upgraded to general, but I did help Chad study for a while. So I remember all of those facts and questions that he was trying to learn, and that was a lot. But I have faith in you, Chan. I know you can do it. You just keep on studying, and little by little, and you'll learn it all, and I'm sure you'll upgrade before long.
AEW comment. This is Ben, KO4ZEW. I just got my general this Saturday. Studied 3-4 months to get it. And very proud that it happened. I don't know if you counted pre-check, net pre-check-ins, but if not, you can count me as a check-in. Again, that's Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey.
For ZEW, I did recognize you on and counted you on our pre-net check-in. Thank you so much for doing that. We have kind of a little tradition on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. When people upgrade, we know that's a really big deal, and we like to give an opportunity for everyone to offer their congratulations. So let me be the first to say congratulations, and then I'm going to open it up to the rest of the net for anyone that would like to congratulate you.
It's Ben K5WLL.
40.
KK4 JPQ.
Good job, Ben. KI4 DTY.
Great job, Ben. KO4 NUE.
N4RGN. Congrats, Ben.
Good job, Ben. Keep it up, W4 DJW.
It's Ben. N4HHC, Warren. One of the examiners.
KO4RYP, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Ben, that is a great accomplishment, and I just want to congratulate you, too, and thanks for indulging us and letting us congratulate you across the net. And, Chan, I hope that that will encourage you to keep on trucking and studying for that general, because it's doable. It's a hard test, but I know you can do it, and just like Mr. Ben did. So thank you for jumping in and making that comment, Mr. Ben. We appreciate it. All right, Mr. Chan, you got anything else for us tonight, sir?
Nothing else other than, Chad, when I get my general, I want to spend at least 3 days at the dinner tent with you making contacts on the HF. That's all for now. KO4WWZ, that is net control.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, thanks for chatting with me for a few minutes. Chan, tonight, I appreciate it. I'm going to pause for just a minute and ask for any additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet. Please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
RP. KC4 RGK Michael in Spartanburg County, no traffic.
KO4 RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome K4XB, Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Thank you for stopping by tonight. I hope you are well. And KC4 RGK, Mr. Michael in Spartanburg. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Michael. I hope you are doing well tonight, too. Have a great evening. All right. That brings us up to 99. We need one more check-in to make it all the way to 100. Are there any additional stations wishing to check in? Please call KO4RYP.
In Kilo Foxtrot 4, November, X-ray Yankee David, and my wife Marie, Alpha Foxtrot 4, Sierra X-ray. We're in Southern Greenville County. Check us in and out. Good evening, everybody on the net.
RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And I would like to give a really big welcome to Mr. David, KF4NXY, checking in from Southern Greenville County. You are our 100th check-in tonight, sir. Thank you for checking in and bringing along check-in number 101, Ms. Marie, AF4SX. I hope you both are doing well and come back and check in with us again. All right, we're going to move back to the RAG 2 portion, and next up on the stump tonight is KN4RJN, Mr. John in Brown Summit. How are you doing tonight, sir?
This is KN4RJN. Not doing too bad. Got a COVID booster shot, my arm, and they've never bothered me before, but this one's got my left arm about ready to fall off. So I went to pick up my tea glass earlier, and I thought my arm was going to fall off. Almost dropped it. But other than that, we're doing good. Skies coming up. We've got a meteor shower. And wrong mouse. Let me get to the other computer here. Come on, wake up. On the 29th, I think it was. Let me scroll down here a minute. New moon on the 28th. 29th, the Southern Delta Aquarius meteor shower will peak overnight. And that lands in the constellation of Aquarius, hence the name. It's a leftover from a comet that has a really long thing on it, but it's also known as Macholtz, which I'm assuming is the guy that probably found it. Should generate between 15 to 20 meteors per hour. They say it's best observed from the southern tropics, but we should be able to see a few up this way. And again, it comes out of the constellation Aquarius. If you have a Starfinder application on your computer or on your phone, and there are several, find the constellation Aquarius on the evening of the 29th, and from around, let's see, it will be highest in the sky at about 3 a.m. local time, and for those of you out in Salt Lake City and Michigan and wherever else called in, and the Philippines, obviously, that's going to be a little different, but there will be virtually no moon because the new moon occurred the night before. So there'll be a little bit of a crescent, but it's following the sun, and we'll go down about the time the sun, shortly after the sun does. So skies should be, if the weather cooperates, skies should be clear, no moon in the way, and look forward to that.
K4RYP with KN4RJN. Mr. John, why do all the meteor showers have to be in the middle of the night? Oh, my goodness. Because I'm dying to see one. You know, I didn't see any on the last big meteor shower, so I'm going to try again. But goodness gracious, I would like for one to happen at about 10 o'clock at night sometime, so I won't have to stay up or set an alarm and get up in the middle of the night. Will I need binoculars for this one?
This is KN4RJN. Definitely not. You wouldn't be able to track them fast enough with binoculars, much less with a telescope. But all you need is a lawn chair, your favorite beverage, and if it's, well, the way the weather's been going right now, you're not going to need a blanket, but, you know, other than maybe a plastic sheet to keep the dew off of you, but just lay out there and enjoy. Now, it will, in fact, go from July 21st to about August 23rd. It's going to peak on the 29th. So even on those, and each of those nights before, it will come up a little bit sooner. So go out there around, starting on, I'd say, the 21st, if the weather's clear, and go out 10, 11 or so, 12 maybe. Lay out there. You might catch a few. And, you know, if the skies aren't clear, try it the next night and the next night and the next night until, finally see a few. But on the 30th, it will peak, and you'll get maybe 15, 20 an hour. So, and definitely don't need binoculars for that. Like I said, you couldn't track it fast enough with binoculars because they move pretty quick. But just sit out there and watch the stars.
Definitely will. I'll make a little calendar invite so my phone will beep and remind me, and then I'll set an alarm for that day to get up and to be out there about 3 a.m. So hopefully, well, if the weather holds, of course. We had a storm move through here really fast this afternoon, this evening. It was crazy how quickly we were just covered in clouds. So I'm not even sure I could see the moon tonight. But hopefully, all the stars will align and we'll be able to see this meteor shower, because I've never seen one and I really, really want to try to see one. So one of these days I'm going to have great news to report to you on a Monday Night Net after I have witnessed my first meteor shower.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, it's not so much the stars aligning as it is the clouds aligning. I didn't even get to see the full moon. They had, you know, it was a clear day most of the day, and then around sunset, clouds started moving in, and it just socked in. And it was kind of like that today. We had fairly clear skies this morning, and then we had a thunder shower come through here for a little bit. And now I think it's kind of hit and miss out there right now. But hopefully this summertime pattern of thunderstorms late in the afternoon and clouding up in the evening and then clearing up in the morning, hopefully that'll break by the end of July so we can actually see something. But, yeah. Keep looking. Every once in a while, you'll if you just go out on a clear night and watch, every once in a while you'll catch a meteor or a piece of space debris, a satellite. There's all kinds of things moving around up there, and every once in a while you can catch one. So keep trying.
I definitely will do that. I'm not going to give up. I'm gonna keep on trying every time that I can. So, and I'll probably see if I can drag Chad out of the bed too to come with me, although he saw a couple the last time we were out. I just totally missed them. Clearly I was looking in the wrong place at the wrong time, so maybe it'll be my turn this time.
Just KN4RJN, we'll absolutely drag him out of bed and make him go out there and watch it with you, and tell him I said everything. But anyway, I'm on back on out of here, Anna. It was good talking with you. I'll say 73s, and this is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
Mr. John, it is always a pleasure to talk with you, and you stay safe, and we'll catch you next time. This is KO4RYP Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Are there any additional stations wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet? If so, please call KO4RYP.
YP, KA5WLL, additional telephone check-in.
Telephone relay.
Roger, call sign of Kilowatt 10, Juliet 4, Charlie Tango Delta, KJ4CTD. It's Wyatt, Northern Greenville County, negative and negative by telephone.
Check.
KE4NHW, as soon as you recognize that station, I've got a little tidbit of advice for you on the sky watching.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome by telephone relay KJ4CTD, Mr. Wyatt in Northern Greenville County. Thank you for that telephone relay. I appreciate it. All right, I need the tip, so go ahead.
This is KE4NHW. Again, this is Michael in Greer. One thing that I have found very useful when it comes to sky watching is a computer program called Stellarium. STELLARIUM. It is a fantastic program. It already comes preloaded with just about everything you can think. Satellites, you know, meteor showers, astrological phenomena, and you can actually go into the settings and download even more. You can download current satellites. Multiple times I used it to track the Dragon X capsule and was able to see Dragon X capsule twice overhead. So very useful. It'll tell you where all the stars are, planets are, constellations. If there's a meteor shower, it'll tell you what portion of the sky the meteor shower is centered over. Just, you know, all out wonderful program. And if you ever get a telescope, I believe it works with most telescopes as far as interfacing and aligning telescopes. Over.
I will definitely have to check that out. I know KN4RJ and Mr. John has mentioned a couple of like stargazing apps and things. I can't remember if that was one of the ones, but that sounds fantastic. So we'll check that out, and maybe that will help me to reach my goal of seeing a meteor shower. So thank you for that tip, Michael. I appreciate that. All right, we're going to move on up to our next RAG 2, which is KK4JBQ. Mr. Larry, how are things over in Greer tonight, sir?
You're fine here in Greer. This is KK4JBQ. And I just want to say congratulations to both you, Anna, and also Wendy, for having this concept, giving us all the opportunity to recognize people that we miss, people that were so helpful to us as we entered this hobby, and such friends to us as we pursued the hobby and the service of amateur radio. It's been great. It's been absolutely great. And with that, I'd like to recognize a couple of myself tonight. K4YNG, 4, Yankee, November Golf. Name is Fletch. And Fletch was a member of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society for many years. He was very welcoming to me as I was brand new in the room and encouraged me in every way. But that's the kind of guy he was. He encouraged everybody. His wife, Hester, wore a sweatshirt to some club meetings that read, "I'm with K4YNG." And she was a pip, or she is a pip. She survived Fletch. And secondly, call sign KJ4HIA. Kilo Juliet 4, Hotel India Alpha. Name is Gene. Gene was the much-loved husband of KJ4KOX, Robbie. And he was much loved by all of us. And so again, I say thank you for the opportunity to recognize these folks who have vanished from our company, but not our thoughts. It's been great. And we have one more, as I count them, one more opportunity this month. And maybe Wendy will get 102. KK4JBQ.
KO4RYP. Mr. Leary, thank you so much for bringing those silent keys to us. I really have enjoyed hearing everybody's stories about the silent keys that they're honoring. It's just really been neat. So it was really Wendy KN4HCP. It was her idea to try this again this year. We did it, of course, last year to honor Ray Allison, but it's taken all of the net, everyone on the net, to make this successful. So, you know, it's one thing to have the idea, but everybody bringing their silent keys to honor has just made it really special. So I think we're going to try to make this an annual event in the month of July, just to give us an opportunity to recognize people that have passed on but have been important to us. And the stories just have been fantastic. As Chad and I have become new hams, and are relatively new hams, and it's just been neat to see all the people that have gathered around us to teach us, him more than me, because he's the technical one. I'm just the one that talks a lot. So it's just been really neat to see how many people have gathered around Chad and I and helped us get established in this hobby, and then to hear the people that have influenced those people and in the hobby and been, you know, a role model and an Elmer and a help and just all the things. It's been very heartwarming to hear. So thank you for bringing those silent keys to our attention tonight.
Well, Anna, I do think that events like this, to honor those who have done all they could do and now have left us and left it up to us. Events like this is why I remain in amateur radio. It's, I think, why I have friends in this hobby that I will have all my life, the rest of my life, the rest of their lives. You have a really good night, Anna, and thank you again. And Wendy, if you're still listening, thank you. KK4JBQ, I'm clear.
Thanks, Larry. I appreciate it. It's always good to chat with you. And again, please tell Miss Donna we said hello. All right, are there any additional stations wishing to check in? Please call KO4RYP.
This is Wendy, KN4HTP. I have two friends that I would like to check in by text relay. One is Lisa, KN4LBQ, Kilo, November 4, Lima, Bravo, Quebec. Lisa in Piedmont, and her husband Robert, same location, Kilo, November 4, Zulu, Golf, Alpha. Thanks, Miss Anna, and thank you, Mr. Larry.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome via text message relay KN4LBQ, Miss Lisa in Piedmont, and also her husband Robert, KN4ZGA. And Wendy, thank you so much for bringing those to me tonight. I appreciate it. Are there any additional stations wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet? Please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, we're going to move on up to our next station on the rack queue, actually our last station. So thank you so much for being patient tonight, Mr. Ed, WD8RON. Steve, you said you had a comment about a conversation from last night, and then you had something else for tonight.
WD8RON, a couple of things. Last night I asked about desoldering or unsoldering connectors. Did a little bit of research and talking around, and I found out all kinds of stuff on the web. If you look up desoldering braid or unsoldering, you'll find all kinds of stuff. So I've ordered some braid, copper braid, that you put next to the soldered item, put heat on the braid, and it sucks out the solder. There's another method that has a little bulb with a nozzle, and you squeeze the bulb, heat up the solder, and it sucks out the solder.
And for RYP with WD8RON, Mr. Ed, thank you so much. Chad's over here just nodding his head, listening intently to everything you're saying. So I appreciate that research that you are sharing with the group to follow up with the conversation you guys had last night.
I'm celebrating tonight. I finally got my antenna up in the air, got a coax from my radio to that, and made my first HF contact this morning to a station in Mesa, Arizona. And then tonight, another contact with a station in Quebec, Canada.
That is worth celebrating. That is really great. I know you've been working for a while trying to get your antenna all squared away, so that's fantastic. And it sounds like you've got some really great contacts on your first day of having your antenna fixed, so that's really great. Very cool. I'm just curious, do you map? Do you have a map where you map your contacts?
Yeah, I'll probably get something like that.
Yeah, I think that's just really neat. For Christmas, my daughter got Chad. It's a cork board in the shape of the United States. So, of course, it's not worldwide, but he has little push pins just for contacts he's made across the country, which is just kind of a neat visual. So I've been trying to talk him into getting one for the world and put up in the ham shack so he can log his contacts and just show those as well. So I just think that's kind of a really neat visual to see how far you're reaching and talking.
Push pins, that sounds good. I may have a place here to put it. I have to worry about the size. The other thing, as I tried to make contacts, I heard a station in Italy, all in Italian, but I couldn't get to break in on him. The next station was in Germany, same thing, could not break into him. And the next one was in Mexico, and I may be able to get to him later on tonight if he's still on. So I've been listening to the web, to the nets, and trying to figure out what it is. There was another station in Spain coming in very, very nicely, but he was operating with a log periodic with 1,000 watts. And a lot of stations were getting hold of him, and they had powerful stations also.
You definitely need a map, because that's a lot of great countries to put a push pin in, for sure. So I hope you'll continue to try to reach those faraway stations. That's really neat. I'm trying to think about the time change. Europe is about, 6 or 7 hours ahead, so You might, I don't know if they're more active in the mornings or, I don't know, you might have to pull an all-nighter here, Mr. Ed, to see what kind of contacts you can make across the pond.
Gets after me for staying up late, but I'll have to be careful with that.
There have been several nights when I've fallen asleep and woken up in the wee hours of the morning and heard Chad still talking, typically to Larry, on the radio. So I know how time can slip away from you when you're having a good time with the radio.
Anyway, so I generally stay up late regardless of what's going on.
Great time to make some contacts to me. Well, Mr. Ed, thank you so much for stopping by and chatting with us and bringing the tips on the soldering. You got anything else tonight, sir?
I'm going to try to hook up my other antenna. The one I was using was, people call it a mystery antenna, a dipole. Tomorrow I'm hoping to hook up to my delta loop, an inverted delta, if you will, and see how that works.
Good project for tomorrow, but goodness, I think it's supposed to be super hot, so maybe not quite as bad up your way. I think it typically is a little bit cooler, but you be careful in that heat. I'm getting that antenna set up tomorrow.
And I think that's a good idea. That I had a bout of that years ago, and I think it still affects me.
Here's for sure, and it can sneak up on you before you even know it.
Chad's probably familiar. When I was in airborne, we used to go through the showers. We side crawl through, if you will, on our hands with our boots sticking out with the showers on a concrete pad, and we go down, oh, I guess they were about 20 feet long, soak the fatigues. By the time we'd gone through another hour, they were bone dry.
Yes, sir, I believe it. Chad has told similar stories, so the heat is definitely something not to be messed with. All right. Mr. Ed, thanks for stopping by tonight. Be careful tomorrow, and we look forward to hearing how your next antenna goes tomorrow when you check in.
Thank you, and 73 to you and everybody else, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Are there any additional stations all the way through the alphabet wishing to check in? If so, please call KO4RYP. KO4RYP for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Have I missed anyone for comments? This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Just a reminder, we run this net every night at 9 p.m., and we sure would appreciate everybody checking in tomorrow night. My husband, Chad, KO4NUE, will be calling the net, and he always hosts a lively roundtable ham radio discussion afterwards. So please check in and bring all your ham radio comments and questions and tips and tricks. All right, I just want to thank everybody for stopping by tonight and getting us to over 100. We actually got up to 104 check-ins tonight, which is fantastic. So I can't tell you how much I appreciate this community and the way everybody pulls together to honor those who have passed on before us. At this time, I will pause and submit my net report electronically. KO4RYP now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.